Thank you. Good evening. I'm just gonna go straight into it. Grown from the ground. At Rosebud's bar, a vine crawls up the waitress' leg, or a dragon reaches for her thigh. In dim light, her tattoo shapeshifts as she walks. My friend sips her cappuccino, says, "In a past life, I was an Indian princess. Learned that in hypnosis. The reason I can't stop thinking about Dave is he was my baby, my daughter that I wanted to keep, but they took her from me, left her on a mountain. I think that's why he hasn't called, why my feelings are so intense. I don't think I should see him again. Or maybe he just hasn't called." Two pink carnations stand in for intimacy at each table. Betas stalk the divided aquarium. A parachute hangs from the ceiling. My amaretto tea hurts my stomach. Behind us, men in black jeans dance with guitars, a double bass. In my fourth dimension, a hand caresses my knee, slides along my thigh, circles my waist. White plastic fruit hang from my ears, smaller than the golden apple Eris threw. Sky-grasping humans never win. Each is turned downward, chained to earth, as spider, stag, snake, anemone. I'm sick of sex with spirits, conversations with beings floating above earth. I want a man grown from the ground, with lines I can feel in his fingers, muscles, hollows, a man with a smell. Archaeologists find evidence of cheesemaking, NPR. Their explanation, chance, forgetful Neolithic hunter, left the kill too close to the fire, discovered how to smoke meat. Busy gatherer forgot the fruit, fermentation, the happy happenstance. Imagine a quiet sort, caveman or woman, liking a little space, solitude. A few yards, maybe what we call a block apart, experimenting with stones, sticks, lunch, noting the changing shapes of shadows, how rain pools or runs, expands then shrinks, when ice holds or cracks beneath leaves and branches, just to know she pours milk in different bowls, mixes old with new, waits. One Friday at the women's rehab. I'd selected Beatty, Cafania, Daniels, urban, gritty, portrait poems. Now you write one, autobiographical, include your mother's and father's names, where you were born, story from your life. Each woman read aloud, except one. Write a lie poem, change the facts, some, all, any. She asked to be excused. Be right back. But she wasn't. Someone said, "That's Shelley. I know she's not supposed to leave, but she's just 18. Her father was murdered. Her mother's dead. Shelley was driving, drunk. Her mom was in the car." My breath gone, falling suddenly over a cliff. I collected my books. The pencils and holders go in the counselor's office. Through its glass, I saw Shelley crying. I went to the bathroom, washed my coffee cup, talked with one of the women. Seeing the counselor, I walked over, clutching the pencils. She hadn't cried before. Some pain I cannot imagine. On the way home, I tried. I took my dog for a walk, heated leftovers, cleaned the vents. Beneath each vent, a ragged hole where plaster was cut to fit the ductwork. There is no moral. That girl's pain is another country. I'm still trying. There is no. My dead sister faces me everywhere in my mother's house. Photos arranged so Kelly meets the eye from every chair. Above the couch, she swims freestyle, 6 years old. Beside mom's computer, she rises from the water laughing. Behind it, she stands in a doorway, face shadowed, a young woman in a flowered yellow sundress. In a photo from a wedding, Kelly dances, jaw slack, eyelids drooping. Her last picture beside the couch at mom's right hand. Kelly at eye level stares, smiling, jaundiced skin stretched tight across her cheeks, brow. A painting she made in some rehab hangs above her computer, now used by guests. Black circle of pines pressing on a clearing, a small girl surrounded by dark. To its right, photo of a teenage Kelly. Her profile, hair shorter, darker, falls forward, hiding her eyes. Beside it, in her angled script, me, trying to figure this out. Suddenly, I want your leftovers. You left 6 bottles of Jägermeister in your fridge when you died, 3 empty, save for a shot, 2 full, 1 hidden by takeout containers, another in the produce bin, 1 more in your freezer, half full. What does this stuff even taste like? I asked Debbie, tilting the emerald glass, watching thick liquid inch along the slope toward the neck. Debbie tended bar for 30 years, leans in. It's nasty, she said, like licorice cough syrup, sliding the mouth of the garbage bag under my hand.
And one more at a time.
The next reader is Michelle, is
Lauren Wolf.
We're not quite alphabetical.